Ahoy, hoy.
Ah!
Hello.
The more people we get, the fewer books everybody has to pick.
I'm picking the first 10 pages of War and Peace now.
So is that your pick?
I was expecting something German.
Nine.
The German nine. Translation of War.
First Peace. Nine pages, I meant.
There you go.
You don't get it.
Oh, it's all Hitler with you, Scott.
I do enjoy the fact that every time you mention Hitler on Twitter, Glenn, you CC me.
Well, you know.
Who brought that on themselves?
They're well known for reading books about Hitler on the New York subway. That's all.
That's right.
If that's wrong, I don't want you to be right, Scott.
Exactly. You're going to read a book about Hitler. You might as well do it on a New York City subway.
Kids, read a book about Hitler. It's the
good
law.
Night.
That's right. Those kids today, not reading books about Hitler.
What's wrong with it? Godwin's Library.
Oh, wow, that was good. You seem to have these things like in reserve.
It's like he's a writer. Like he's a writer or something.
I've heard
and,
he's a writer.
And lots of improv training.
I need to look at the list from last time.
I've got it in front of me here, so I can say no. You can't choose that.
Give a buzzer.
You have a little buzzer. Yeah.
Spoiler buzzler.
Read something new.
That's episode 99. Convenience store clerk of Dune. 99. So I've got them here. I was surprised. I think my books are all books I've mentioned on the podcast before, but. Who the hell cares? I make the rules. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, rules.
I just enforce now.
If this podcast is basically here are some books we like. Now go forth and
you should
read
them.
I mean, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody recommended the book I'm gonna pick. Someone recommended me on Twitter, and now I cannot figure out who it was. Somebody I don't know very well. I may know them well now, and I didn't know them at the time. But they told me months ago. I finally got it and read it, and then I'm like, who was it? This person. Monsieur Inconnu told me to read it.
Okay.
Or three total.
Or three
total. Yes, it's not really a book recommendation as much as a battle royale among books.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a book. It's the book draft.
And then at the end, I'll declare the winner.
I take Anna Karenina from the novel Anna Karenina and pit her against Superman from the book Superman.
Who would win?
All he has to do is throw her in front of a train.
She's made it. Turns out she's made entirely kryptonite, though. Wow, that was good. Everyone on this podcast is funnier than me. That's all I'm doing.
Trains are her mortal weakness, so, you know.
That was all I've got for tonight. It's down to
that's it. Good night, everybody.
I think you're ending on a high note.
I'm out.
All right, here we go. Let's just do it.
No.
No, Scott. Well, do you object?
I'm sorry. Hello. Erica, I didn't even know you were on. Hi, Erica. I'm sorry. I just noticed.
Hello.
We've been talking over you for
if there's anyone here
minutes.
Who believes that this podcast should not continue, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Is this podcast legal in Pennsylvania yet?
Elaine! Right. Elaine!
Okay. Jimla! Here we go.
I thought we graduated from that already.
I don't understand what's going on.
Me neither, Scott.
All right.
Are you trying to introduce me, Mrs. Robinson?
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This podcast is over. All right.
Yes.
This is like the worst incomparable after dark ever.
Yeah.
That's a high bar,
Lisa. That's a high bar to cross.
I'm ambitious. Yeah.
It's the twilight of the after dark.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Scott!
I couldn't resist a sparkly Twilight joke.
I like to picture Lisa reading Lamb around Easter and using a special kind of online finance site called mint.com. I'm sorry, it just came to mind.
Oh, that's a long
we said Easter.
It's not an episode of The Incomparable with Glenn on it unless there's a bad joke that I take out later. Anyway.
Just giving you fodder.
My mint
for
joke.
The
he
Twilight
took it
of
out.
The
I'm outraged. Back to the new disruptors.
The
it's gold, Jerry.
I take maybe all my jokes and recycle them for other shows.
Or maybe that's
next
just for
on the new disruptors, talking finances with Christopher Moore.
The Canadians are awesome. I think we should all move to Canada. They rescue sharks there. They do. Did you guys? No, seriously. Did you guys see the story about the, it's some guy rescued a shark who had choked on a moose.
What?
Well, that was sort of the most,
because it's Canada.
And then they all adjourned for poutine, Jake, and maple syrup.
It's Canada.
No, I'm not making this up. I'll set you guys. I know, isn't it great? He's like, I thought it was a whale that had gotten beached, and then I noticed it was a shark, and it was choking on this moose it had eaten. So he wades in the water and like does the Heimlich on the shark and then helps it back into the water. Yep. And I thought, I kind of want to live in a nation that does this. I think that's so great. Polite.
I pasted the link in the chat room. It's moose eating shark rescued in Newfoundland Harbor. Yes. It's the Maritimes. Sure. The Maritimes.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure there are no sharks in Edmonton.
No.
Well, get on that.
You got to go to the Maritimes.
Get on that.
Only oilers.
Just oil sharks. First room. Yeah. Where are the oil sharks?
Oh, all right, Lisa.
That would be like a great sci-fi conceit, by the way. Oil sharks just going through.
Pirate politics.
Yeah, there are pirate politics in here too. And those are two things that I just don't usually like.
You would think that the whole point of being pirates would be that you've rejected the
you know, you throw off the conformity and you think that it's going to be all free and awesome, and then the next thing you know, it's yar and nar over and over again.
There's all this pirate bookkeeping.
Or you've got somebody who's all up in your grill about calling them parrot companions.
It's a helper animal. Yeah. Come on. Sorry. It be a helper.
It be a helper animal.
Well, they may have an academy of pirate language. I mean, if the French can have an academy of language and the pirates are apparently into regulation and politics, what's to say they don't have linguists who get all worked up about this stuff now?
So Lisa's offended by the idea of pirate politics. I find that delightful.
So what about the pirate party in Sweden?
Pirate politics is you shoot the other pirates, I think, is what the...
That's right. Let's parlay for some filibustering.
Oh, Clint, you would make a terrible pirate.
Just true.
We've
just
all
true.
Learned a valuable lesson.
Just true.
Mm-hmm. What, think Glenn wouldn't be a very good pirate?
Yes, that's a valuable lesson.
He'd come back having talked about all the pirates he actually. Funny story, but I knew Bluebeard.
Well,
pirates are more old disruptors.
But they're not disruptive, they're political. Oh my God.
I apologize for that digression.
That is quite
Lisa.
All
right. Lisa Schmeiser is playing Glenn Fleischman this evening.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that
I'm
is just, confusing.
Now I'm imagining like a pirate congress.
All in favor, say arr.
I think George Lucas would love to make that movie. It's a movie about pirates, and what they do is they meet and they have lots of debates
and
discussions.
They complain about parliamentary procedure.
They sit around tables talking.
So is that called Star Wars?
No, it's Pirates of the Caribbean 10, the Pirate Compact.
The Pirate Compact,
and it's really boring. Coming soon
in 3D.
So when I was at Neil Stevenson's house the other night drinking mead,
Oh, jeez.
All right. So,
just did he know
it.
You were there, Glenn?
Just had to do it. I believe so. He's not. Wasn't very talkative. He's kind of a shy guy, actually. But
I'll do as a sidebar here. I what was it in 2011 at the Gallifrey One convention? They. Waris Hussein, who directed the first episode of Doctor Who, was one of the speakers, and I just sat there being like, "Oh my God!" And they had one of the actors from that episode too, and it blew my mind. And the stories they told were so amazing that I went and said, "There's got to be a book about this. There's got to be." And turns out there is a book that's a Doctor Who first Doctor reference book that has some. They did some research into like the unlikely story of how the show got made, but it's not really accessible. And I was like, God, somebody for the 50th anniversary has to do like a book about this. They didn't do a book about it. They made a movie about it, which is how great is that? So.
Oh, it is. It's so wonderful that I kind of hope that Mark Gatiss, who wrote and executive produced this, I kind of hope that he writes one for every era of Doctor Who because it was so
neat. Make one a year for the next 11 years.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
But when? How does he write the one about himself, though? That would be him and Moffat. That would be hilarious.
That would be he. Who would have more information about it?
Yeah, that's true.
But the Benedict
Cumberbatch would pay him. Oh, sorry.
True enough.
It's good. I've read because of the Hugo voting. I've gotten that in the packet. That and Chick Stig, Time Lords, the one that precedes it, and they're good, fun essays. Yeah, that's where it came from. Is Chick Stick Time Lords was the first one. Yeah, great title.
There's actually now a whole series of they're referring to them either as Geek Girl Chronicles or Geek Chronicles, because now there's a Queers Dig Time Lords and Chicks Dig Comics and Chicks Dig, I think, Gaming and Whedonistas, which is another one of my favorites, which is all essays about the Joss Whedon universe. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, they're all well thought out and well written. So good one. We couldn't get away without you had to take that Doctor Who reference when you got the chance. I get it.
I'm counting down, like, it's hours now before the 50th anniversary airs, so I'm a little giddy with the Doctor Who love here.
Yeah. I get it. I get it.
I often think of myself as the Doctor Who of the incomparable, by the way. So my theme...
Interesting.
I don't actually.
In what way?
I was going to ask you to back that up.
I have nothing to back that up.
Back up?
You know.
What?
Let's play Scott's portion of the description of this book now.
Very suspicious.
It was a previous book club. You didn't read the book, Glenn, so you weren't there. You know, unlike Dan Morin, who also didn't read the book, but was still there.
But I read that book. How was I not there?
No, it was that was What Are You Reading? I think we were doing.
Oh, here. I'm sorry. Okay, yes. I beg your pardon, Scott.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Because I already said next time, so I can't say see you next time because I already said it before. Yeah. All right.
Next time.
See you
this
later.
Time.
My sign offs are not my best. I don't really stick the land. I'd be a terrible gymnast, is what I'm saying. I don't stick the landings.
You should just sign off with "Thanks, everybody." This is Jason Snell. I'm watching you.
I'm inside your computer. Right I'm. Now.
Well, it's more. Well,
good night, Cleveland.
I'm in your ears.
I'm in your ears. That's right.
That's right. So my last bit of Glenning is I do not know Michael Chabon, but I know his wife, Ayelet Waldman, who's a really Twitter friend.
Yeah.
Better in person. She wrote this incredibly beautiful book, which I didn't pick up, but on next year, called Red Hook Road. That is, it's like tear your heart out, cry to the floor. And she told this great story. I heard her she did a book reading in Seattle when I met her in person. And she said she and Michael and their four children are in Maine. They're driving along and they hear this story on the radio, this horrible, horrible story, which I won't tell because I'll spoil the book, but it's a horrible story. They hear it on the radio. And she said, they immediately look at each other and go, mine, mine, mine. And he got too busy with golems. She's like, he had an insufficient number of golems. So she got it. And that was her novel. But anyway, nice lady. Great writer.
Yes.
And I've killed the show.
Actually, I'm down to like 10% power, so I'm going to go ahead and log off and go.
Literally killed the show.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Lisa did this on battery. I'm very impressed.
I did do this on battery. Yes.
You are bold, girl.
Yeah, bold.
Well, I lent our second power adapter to my mom for her trip back east, and so we're down to one power source, and it's in the living room.
The rationing.
I don't want to harsh Phil's mellow this evening. So
no, don't do that. Yeah. Well, thank you.
He needs all the mellow.
All the mellow he can get, Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Recording.
Thank you. This is fun.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.